This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, welcome back to the show. Megan Barth, great job. Thanks for being the guest host. First hours on Tuesdays from time to time. We really appreciate it. And I really appreciate it. Gives me a chance to just get a lot of work done, man. I'm one of the busiest radio hosts in America with everything but radio. I mean, I'm busy with multiple businesses, and soon I'll be announcing, I think I mentioned this on the show, I am the guy who's going to try and raise $1 billion for Trump's wall. And I formed a PAC to do it, and I've raised the money to do it, and I used that money to buy TV and radio ads all over the United States, and those ads will be breaking in about 2 weeks. And you will see ads for Wayne Root's attempt to raise $1 billion for the wall. We shall see how it goes. Hey, look, I've been in business my whole life. Sometimes I'm successful, sometimes I'm not, but that's what you call business, man. You go at it, you keep fighting, you're relentless, you keep slugging away like Don Quixote. You just keep slugging, slugging, slugging. Sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. I have high hopes this one will work. We'll see. We'll see if all of you want to back me raising money for the wall. We shall see. I've got a commentary coming out on Thursday in the Las Vegas Review Journal, which is syndicated all over the United States by Creator Syndicate. My columns are, I should say, not the Review Journal. And it's titled, Wanna Bet on the Biggest Loser in 2020? Here it is. I will interrupt the insanity, violence, and threats of Democrats for a moment to report on the wonderful accomplishments of President Trump. Why do I need to trumpet Trump? Because the mainstream media won't mention a positive word. Trump will never get credit for anything from CNN, MSNBC, CNBC, PBS, ABC, NBC, CBS, The New York Times, Washington Post, or any other fake news outlet. It was a great week for President Trump again, and I guess it's up to me to spread the word. First, because of President Trump's tireless achievements, the generic Democrat-Republican poll is out, and Democrats held a 52-43 lead in advance of the 2018 midterms. Today, it's a dead tie. I guess reparations, open borders, free health care for illegals, killing cows and banning straws has its limitations. Second, we found out 6.2 million Americans are off food stamps because of the still-booming Trump economy. That saves taxpayers $9 billion a year. That's great news to those of us who do all the hard work and pay all the taxes, i.e., Republicans. Third, the latest census data found U.S. household income hit the highest level in nearly two decades, while the U.S. poverty rate fell to its lowest level since 2001. Some recession, huh? Meanwhile, last week's jobs report found another month of over 3% wage growth, as CNBC, the Trump-hating business network, had to admit, and it must have been painful, quote, the economic numbers are continuing to defy the recession hype. The only recession hype comes from the liberal, lying, fake news mainstream media. There is no recession hype outside of them praying for a recession, praying for the economy to tank so Trump can be defeated, and meantime, millions of people will live in poverty and millions of people lose their jobs. That's where the liberal mindset is at. I never prayed for Obama's economy to fail, ever. It just did. I prayed for it to succeed because I'm a business owner. I needed it to succeed, but it just kept failing. Because it was meant to fail. You could pray all you want for a recession. Trump's economy is meant to succeed. Fourth, border crossings were dramatically lower in August, down over 60% from May. Why? Because Trump forced Mexico into agreeing to a great deal for America. Mexico, scared to death of Trump crushing their economy, agreed to send troops to defend our border. Fifth, even the biggest Trump hater in the world, socialist billionaire George Soros, praised Trump's trade war with China. Soros gave praise to Trump in an op-ed in the Wall Street Journal today for the development of a coherent and genuinely bipartisan policy towards China. Wow. Amazing. Finally, the International Police Union Associations, representing over 100,000 police officers, officially endorsed President Trump for re-election. Hey, Democrats, we have police on our team. Compare this to the insanity and extremism on display by the Democratic Party this week. In California, an extreme, radical, ultra-left state appeals court overturned the lone conviction against an illegal alien who shot and killed Kate Steinle on the San Francisco waterfront in 2015. Did you even hear that on the news? I'll bet you never heard that on the news. Kate Steinle, the girl who was shot, the beautiful girl who was shot on the pier in San Francisco by this nutty, criminal, mentally ill, illegal alien. They overturned the lone conviction they got in the state of California. They couldn't get him on murder, but they had some little tiny conviction of basically having a gun. And they overturned that. These commies are just horrible. Think about this for a moment. In California, they free illegals who murder innocent young women. That could be your daughter, your wife, your sister. In Illinois, a state run 100% by Democrats, the state reported the biggest annual financial loss ever, $47 billion. Not $47 million, $47 billion. That's $7 billion more than the state's entire annual budget. And finally, the Democrat National Committee officially adopted a resolution condemning religious liberty and praising the Democrat Party as the party of anyone who doesn't believe in God or religion. So I want you to compare notes. You decide. Trump and the booming economy, a more secure border, higher wages for Americans, and support from the heroic police officers of America, or the party that frees illegal alien murderers, runs up $47 billion in debt in one state in one year, and hates religion while bragging it's the party of atheists and religion haters. I'm taking all bets on this one. Democrats are the biggest loser in 2020. That's my commentary that comes out Thursday, 2 days from now, in the Las Vegas Review-Journal, and will be syndicated all over the country by Creator Syndicate. Now, I've got a gal who's a big fan of my show that sends me emails all the time, and some of them from time to time are really, really important, significant. Her name is Sandra, and she sent me one this morning. She said, and this is just eye-opening. She says, Wayne, we are at war. California is so anti-American, it's disgusting. Please read all the way to the bottom. This is about conservative books being banned. I went into Barnes & Noble on September 5th to purchase Unfreedom of the Press by Mark Levin and Jeanine Pirro's new book, both number one bestsellers on the New York Times list. First of all, she got that wrong because Jeanine Pirro's book is not number one on the New York Times list. I believe she was number two on the New York Times list, even though she was number one and sold the most books in the country. By a mile, they actually listed a book above her, and I believe it was Michelle Obama's book. So they're just liars of the New York Times. I remember about 4 or 5 years ago, I wrote the Ultimate Obama Survival Guide, and my publisher knows everything about book sales and everything about how they apply to bestseller lists, and they said, Wayne, you're going to be on the New York Times bestseller list based on book sales in week number one. And then the list came out, and I wasn't on the list. And they said, it's impossible. Your book outsold books that are on the list. So I never made the New York Times list. They ripped me off because I wrote a title they hated. I'm sure they thought it was racist. The Ultimate Obama Survival Guide. Anyways, Sandra goes on, therefore they should have been right up front. Mark Levin and Jeanine Pirro's books are big, let's say instead of number one, big bestsellers on the New York Times list. Not number one, big bestsellers. Therefore they should have been right at the front with all the other big bestsellers, like Michelle Obama's book. That was in the front of the store, propped up for everyone that could see her commie face on the cover when you walk in the door. That's Michelle's words, not mine, but I actually agree. I could not find these books, so I asked an associate if Barnes & Noble is carrying them, and she said yes, and walked me to where they were. I was shocked to find these two New York Times best-selling books located on the bottom shelf, hidden where no one could ever find them. This is so unfair to Mark Levin and Jeanine Pirro. They are being treated by a lower standard than commie Michelle Obama. I was so appalled, I decided I'm not going to make profits for Barnes & Noble anymore. I walked out of the store. And then I called the manager. I politely complained to the manager that number one best-selling books are always at the front door for everyone to see as soon as they walk in the store, but these two very popular books were hidden from public views, and the manager of Barnes & Noble hung up the phone on me. This is exactly how you were treated if you're not an indoctrinated communist California resident. This is exactly why American conservatives are fleeing California, because this is what we have to put up with daily. You can't even open your freedom-loving mouth. This is what freedom-loving Americans have to put up with living in creepy California. This is from Sandra, one of my fans. This manager's anti-American attitude towards any opposing opinion is treating us like dog crap in California. I called back and asked for the manager's full name, and the associate gave me only her first name, but refused to give me her last name, and then she hung up on me. The following is Barnes & Noble's in-store policy, which is a fraud, laughing, appalling joke. Barnes & Noble's actually publicly stated in-store customer policy. Our store managers are committed to ensuring that we deliver a superior experience for all our customers. If you have questions or comments about an experience in one of our stores, please contact the store manager, who will be glad to assist you. To find contact information for the nearest store near you, please use our store event locator. And she concludes by saying, we are at war. Facebook refused to publish paid advertisements promoting Todd Starnes' new book, Culture Jihad, How to Stop the Left from Killing a Nation. Premier Marketing says they were told Facebook had issues with the book's title. And then Starnes reports, my social media team has noticed a massive drop in traffic whenever we mention the name of the book on Facebook. For example, we have over 265,000 followers. However, Facebook has only allowed a few dozen people to see a posting mentioning the name of my book. This is big tech book banning. So that comes from Starnes, and that was given to me by Sandra. This is what we're facing, folks. This is how bad it is. I keep telling you, if you're a Democrat, everything's easy. You know, everything is easy except relying on public opinion. In other words, Democrats can't have a hit radio show like Wayne Root. You know why? Because they can't get anyone to listen to the radio. Because radio is a medium for people going to and from work. So there are no Democrats going to and from work. All the people going to and from work listen to conservative talk radio. They don't compete with us.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn for AmpFest 19. AmpFest 19 is the most entertaining political event and Trump Fest of the year. For anyone who wants to see President Trump reelected, for any conservative who wants to be empowered and entertained, for any Trump superfan who wants to just have a blast, head to the Trump Doral Hotel, October 10th to 12th in sizzling, sexy Miami, Florida. Headline speakers at AmpFest 19 include Sarah Huckabee Sanders, Dinesh D'Souza, Charlie Kirk of Turning Point USA, Brandon Strock of the Walkaway Movement, and get this, Donald Trump Jr., just agreed to speak. And how about Wayne Allyn Root? I love that guy. But this is more than a traditional political event or Trump Love Fest. AmpFest 19 features a Texas Hold'em poker tournament, golf tournament, comedy night, pool party, yacht party, fashion show, movie screening, Women for Trump social, and prayer breakfast hosted by the one and only Alveda King. To register for AmFest 19, just go to AmericanPriority.com. That's AmericanPriority.com. It all happens October 10th to 12th at the Trump Doral in sizzly, sexy Miami, Florida. I'll see you there. AmericanPriority.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Lumines. The Lumines anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Giampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Standing up for what's right. Helping out when things go wrong. Seeking the truth and speaking our minds. Not just making records, but breaking them. Leading the way behind the camera, beyond the runway, and on the silver screen. Not just making our mark, but making a difference. Now that's a job for a Girl Scout. Girl Scouts, preparing girls for a lifetime of leadership.
Broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network from Las Vegas, this is Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered. Now, back to the Warrior.
All right, Wayne Allen Root. Yes, in fact, I am the Warrior because my initials are WAR. War! I'm the Warrior! And by the way, sponsor of this segment of the show, they're Warriors too. They're Gold Warriors. It's time to get in on the 21st century gold rush. I've been a buyer and collector of gold and precious metals for over 20 years, and the reason to own it are stronger now than ever before in history. The central banks of the world are on a record buying spree. Shouldn't you be too? Do you think maybe they know something you don't? Prices are up $200 per ounce in just the last 60 days. In the last gold bull market, it took 4 years for gold prices to rise $200 per ounce. This is the beginning of an explosive new 21st century gold rush. Analysts see gold prices rising to between $2,000 and $10,000 an ounce. But who you buy it from may be even more important. Swiss America has been America's most trusted name in gold and silver for over 30 years. Swiss America has bought and sold billions of dollars of precious metals for tens of thousands of clients. You need to know how to capitalize and profit on this next big move. Call Swiss America today and receive a free special report just for my listeners. Call 800-BUY-COIN. That's 800-BUY-COIN or 800-289-2646 or visit online at SwissAmerica.com. All right, so this is my favorite news story of the day because Trump just says bombs away. You know, there's some bad people out there. They happen to be Muslims. I think liberals think if you bomb Muslims, you're a racist. You're an Islamophobe. You're bombing bad people, not Muslims. Muslim murderers. We don't bomb innocent Muslims. And so there's a new raw video out showing U.S. bombing ISIS-infested island in Iraq. More than 80,000 pounds of laser-guided munitions were dropped on the island, which U.S. officials called a major transit hub for ISIS. U.S. jets bombed an ISIS-infested island in northern Iraq Tuesday. They put out a video about it. More than 80,000 pounds of laser-guided bombs dropped on the island south of Mosul on the Tigris River. U.S. officials called the island a major transit hub for ISIS fighters going in and out of Syria. We're denying ISIS the ability to hide on Qantas Island, said Major General Eric Hill, the commander of Special Operations Joint Task Force, we're setting the conditions for our partner forces to continue bringing stability to the region. U.S. jets have doubled the amount of bombs targeting ISIS in the past month. More than 200 bombs were dropped on a terrorist group in August. In Afghanistan, U.S. strikes have also picked up. According to newly released data, American jets have dropped 28% more bombs on the Taliban and on ISIS affiliates in August compared to the previous month. The nearly 800 bombs dropped against targets in Afghanistan last month were the most since November of last year. I think it's a good thing. As President Trump asked on Twitter, what kind of people would kill so many in order to seemingly strengthen their bargaining position? He's talking about the Taliban and wanted to meet him at Camp David. If they cannot agree to a ceasefire during these important peace talks and would even kill 12 innocent people, then they probably don't have the power to negotiate a meaningful agreement anyway. My favorite news story of the day, because I love it when we bomb bad guys. It's great. My second favorite news story of the day has got to be the Democrats explicitly voting to condemn religious liberty. That was what I talked about in my column that I read you in segment number one here of the show. Democrats are the group that famously booed the mention of God in their party platform back a few years ago during a presidential convention. Now they've condemned religious liberty and praised the religiously unaffiliated. That's another word to saying an atheist. The Washington Examiner reported the Democratic National Committee approved a resolution taking aim at religious liberty at the summer meeting in San Francisco. They adopted a resolution concerning the non-religious. It explains the religiously unaffiliated demographic has tripled in the last two decades, now representing 25% of the overall American population and 35% of those under the age of 30. Further, they overwhelmingly share the Democratic Party's values with support for same-sex marriage, open borders, and more. And the non-religious, this Democrats talking, have often been subjective to unfair bias and exclusion in American society, particularly in the areas of politics and policymaking, where assumptions of religiosity have long predominated. I didn't even know that word, religiosity, until today. I never heard that word in my life. So basically, look, I don't have to read you this whole article. The Democratic Party is saying they are the party of anyone who does not believe in God, hates God, doesn't have a religion, hates Christians. That's the Democratic Party of today. Another great story I mentioned on yesterday's show just in passing, but a ship full of global warming religionists, really zombies is the word I use for them, global warming zombies who drank the Democrat Kool-Aid, gets stuck in Arctic ice and has to be rescued. I just think it's a great story. Great story. The Arctic tour ship MS Malmo. The ship's on an Arctic tour with climate change documentary film team and tourists concerned with climate change and melting Arctic ice. It got stuck in the ice halfway between Norway and the North Pole. All 16 climate change warriors were evacuated by helicopter. What a joke.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
With John Bolton out as National Security Advisor, Deputy Press Secretary Hogan Gidley tells Fox News.
The acting National Security Advisor is Charlie Kupperman. And the fact is, the President of the United States asked John Bolton last night for his resignation. It was delivered today. John Bolton's priorities and policies just don't line up with the president's.
With lawmakers back on Capitol Hill, Senate Majority Leader, Republican from Kentucky, Mitch McConnell, is awaiting word from the White House on what to do regarding gun legislation.
We had a briefing at lunch from Eric Ulan from down to White House. They are working on coming up with a proposal that the president will sign. Until that happens, all of this is theatrical.
And your final numbers on Wall Street, the Dow gained 74 points to close the day at 26,909. This is USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who've agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame. He owed money to the IRS and they finally caught up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world. That bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you, too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000 plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930, 800-590-4930, that's 800-590-4930.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. No scripts, no teleprompter, no notes, no assistants in studio, just me. Ripping them. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, ripping them a new one. reacting and ranting to the greatest news stories in America. Let me mention the sponsor who makes all this possible, Real Water. Love my Real Water. You all know I love a smart bet. I was at a party and telling my good friends Brett and Amy Jones, the owners of Real Water, how my national radio show is the hottest in the country. And I have the greatest fans in all of America. Brett and Amy Jones are fans. They listen every day. They're business owners and big Trump supporters, my kind of people. And I told them I live and die with my Real Water. It's the only negative ion alkaline water in America. I drink it everywhere I go. And Real Water supplies all the water for this radio show free, because they believe in my message. Thank you, Brent and Amy. I told Brent the listeners to my radio show could make his Real Water sales soar, and I bet Brent if I promoted his Real Water that my listeners, you, would trust me and give it a try, and not just any try, that you would specifically go to Sprouts, try Real Water, and let the store know that war sent you. Brent wants to see if the war army can single-handedly move the needle at Sprouts. Over the next few weeks, go to Sprouts, get some Real Water. Be sure to tell them War sent you. And by the way, Real Water is available at Sprouts at a special discounted price. So go to Sprouts, get Real Water, simple message. And another simple message is we've got a great guest every Tuesday afternoon. James Herson, New York Times bestselling author, law professor, expertise in the entertainment industry. His website, jamesherson.com, James, H-I-R-S-E-N, Herson.com. James, welcome back to the show.
Oh, great to be with you, Wayne. I just had a fantasy thought that the White House floated a new national security advisor who's known as War.
Now, that would be a good idea. I think it would, the press would love that. The press in Israel, the press in America, they'd all love it. All right. We'll segue into the next topic, because that one would be funny to watch the reaction of. Watch Rachel Maddow's head explode. Watch Chris Cuomo self-emulate right on national TV. That would be interesting. By the way, they lied and they slandered me and told all kinds of lies about me. They're a bunch of fakes and frauds. And it's interesting because one American news network has filed a defamation suit against Rachel Maddow and MSNBC. Would you like to tell us more about that, James?
I sure would. You know, this is a wonderful moment, by the way, fighting back, seeing someone fight back against the fake news. It's a $10 million lawsuit. And what happened is one of One America News' anchors moonlighted at one point in the career, and I don't know the exact timing, with Sputnik News, which is a Russian state-owned website, and did some work for that website. But what Rachel Maddow's show and MSNBC did is they said that One America News had an anchor who was paid to create Russian propaganda. That is a clear slander in the area that in the law is called trade libel. And it has different rules than when an individual is sued. So even though One America News is a relatively prominent network, the level of fault that would be required if a public figure were suing is not as great, because we're not talking about an individual suing. We're talking about a streaming news network suing Rachel Maddow as an individual, suing MSNBC. And one of the lawsuit is accusing Rachel Maddow of knowing that this was false. They're accusing, that's the definition of a lie. That she, in this zeal to put forth any Russian narrative, that she slandered One America News Network. I think they have a pretty decent case, and it's going to be interesting. I suspect that MSNBC would want to settle it, but it's going to be interesting to see what One America News does, because their owner's a pretty staunch, conservative, Trump-supporting person, and I think that there's a chance that they won't be able to come up with enough money to get One America News to back off.
Right. Well, we'll see. We'll see how tough they are and how, you know, if I was One American News, I would just wait till the very end. Why would you ever settle? Why not see if you could get a billion, you know, well, they're not suing for a billion. They're suing for 10 million. By the way, let me ask you this. You're the lawyer. Why not? Why put a limit on your lawsuit? Why can't it be $1 billion? Why 10 million?
Well, you know, the somewhat arbitrary number when you're talking about these kind, because really they're seeking what are called punitive damages. So, yeah, I don't know exactly why they kept it low, but they're free to amend the lawsuit during the course of litigation, depending on what they find when they take Rachel Maddow's deposition. Wouldn't you want to be a fly on the wall when Rachel Maddow is put under oath and cross-examined about this case? I mean, I think MSNBC is going to turn cartwheels to avoid that event. But if that event turns out really helping the case of One American News, they can amend the $10 million. They can make it a much larger number anytime they want. Up until,
right.
Yeah.
All right, interesting story. This one is I think, a shocking story. Because I'm never shocked by the fact that MSNBC and CNN lies. That doesn't surprise me at all. But Michael Moore, the ultimate liberal, Trump-hater, commie, pinko, socialist loser, who makes documentaries always making fun of Republicans, now has a documentary coming out called Planet of the Humans, which tackles the false promises of the green energy industry. Do I have this right? Is he actually attacking green energy, the liberals' favorite form of energy?
Well, this film is. For sure, and I think the key here is interpersonal relationships, because the director of the film is a guy that produced Michael Moore's previous films and his biggest films, Bowling for Columbine and Fahrenheit 9/11. But according to him, the guy's name is Jeff Gibbs, and he didn't start out a skeptic. He was actually trying to figure out why this didn't seem to be working. It wasn't getting better. What were the politics? And both he and Michael Moore indicated that they were surprised and shocked to find out how much the so-called alternative energy is tied in with coal and natural gas. I guess perhaps some of the same people are involved. It talks about the Koch brothers, you know, which one of whom has passed away. But it's hard to give Michael Moore credit, but every once in a while, you know, they say a broken clock is right at least once a day. Michael Moore will come out with statements every once in a while that indicate honesty. You know, he said honest things about President Trump in the past. I know he hates him, but he's not one that feels as though Trump is some sort of an idiot that doesn't know what he's doing. He thinks Trump is formidable. So, but this is I haven't seen the film. I don't know how hard it takes on this stuff, but one of the key things that people have investigated, for example, electric cars is a good example. People think they're performing some kind of virtuous act when they drive electric cars. They have a little sticker on there that says emission-free car. Baloney. Because the emissions are going to be spewing into the air to create the extra power that
right.
you're using when you plug it into your 220 outlet. So as a matter of fact, there are writers that point out that in some ways, especially some of the big electric cars, some of the big Teslas and stuff, are less efficient than, you know, a compact four-cylinder internal combustion engine car. And it's easy to make that claim. So hopefully that's what Michael Moore's film will expose. Among other things.
I'm just shocked. I don't know how liberals are going to react to that one. I mean, he's just destroying their favorite thing in the world. I mean, even right now, I just saw like an hour ago that there's some sort of variety issue maybe coming out tomorrow or maybe came out today, naming the top 25 most important people in climate change in Hollywood. So, I mean, that's their god, is climate change. They live and die for climate change. So I have a hard time believing.
Yeah, and you said that's their god. It's a religious belief because it's not based on science. It's not based on fact. It's based on manipulated data fed into computer models. And it's a scam. But you're right, in Hollywood, it's a religion.
Yeah, can you believe talking about it, it's a scam? Here it is. Variety touts Hollywood's 25 climate movers and shakers. And I knew I'd find his name on the list. Leonardo DiCaprio. Here's a guy who flies all over the world in a private jet to have sex with models and uses more fossil fuel on those trips to have sex all over the world in each one of those trips than I think any one of us in our little cars will use in our entire lifetimes. And he thinks he's the world's climate change crusader. And they put him on the list. It's unbelievable. James, we'll be right back. We're headed to a quick break. We'll be back with James Hurst, New York Times bestselling author and law professor. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root, the capitalist evangelist. I'm here to introduce you to a special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fortum Resources is a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fortum is led by Chairman Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Mark has 30 years of experience in the oil and gas industry, overseeing contracts with Halliburton, ExxonMobil, and Hess. Fortum has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fortum also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Fortum is traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. This is a rare ground floor opportunity to capitalize on a proven energy industry legend. Please visit FortumResources.com. That's Fortum, F-O-R-T-E-M, Resources.com.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com. And regain control of your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
Raw and unfiltered.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. $1 billion businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
You can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
All right, My Doctor Suggests is the sponsor of this segment of the show. I'm Wayne Allen Root, by the way. Coming up next, it's Newsmax TV in about 7.5 minutes or so. We've got our guest with us. James Herson is with us every Tuesday afternoon. We'll get to him in 1 second. I wanted to mention My Doctor Suggests, the sponsor of this segment of the show. Give them a call. They got great products that are alkaline structured silver. They destroy yeast, bad bacteria, and viruses while not harming good bacteria. They've done great for me. I don't have any more brain fog. I have incredible energy. No more leaky gut syndrome. No colds in almost 4 years. 3.5+ years, I guess it was 3.5 years, since February. So that's almost 4 years. I'm about 4 months shy of 4 years. I've been sucking on their silver lozenges, and I've never gotten a cold, and I've never lost my voice on the air. I've come close a few times, but I never got it. Never lost it. 866-660-9868, 866-660-9868, or go to mydoctorsuggest.com/root, and use the promo code ROOT. Or tell them Wayne Root sent you and save 20% off every order. 866-660-9868. Save 20% off the order. Say Wayne Allen Root. And you're there. You're home. So one of the things I like about Trump, James Herson, is that, you know, he answers vicious back when people are vicious to him. What's wrong with that? He shouldn't be vicious first, but in response, you have a right. Well, once the other side sets off nukes, you have a right to nuke back. And so Trump calls out John Legend and Chrissy Teigen on Twitter, and they really freaked out, right? Because they don't like getting hit back.
Yeah, no, absolutely they freaked out. And after dealing with decades of Republicans who caved, Republicans that had no spine, it's refreshing that, you know, Donald Trump is somebody who doesn't cave. And I think, you know, they're always saying, well, Donald Trump, he tweets too much, and Donald Trump uses rough language, and I don't like his style. But you know what? If he didn't have his personality, if he didn't have the backbone that he has, he would not survive. Because look what he's up against. He's up against the entire bureaucracy, so-called deep state. He's up against the establishment of both parties. He's up against all the mainstream media, every celebrity practically. He stands there strong. And yes, he called Chrissy Teigen, which is John Legend's wife, who is a supermodel, pretty woman and all, a talented woman actually, called her filthy mouth. Part of it was that Legend and Teigen were talking about criminal justice reform and mentioning other people, but not mentioning Donald Trump, who is the first president to actually follow through on criminal justice reform. And he was right to be upset about it. And Chrissy Teigen, this is what's really amazing, how tone-deaf she is. After the president calls her foul mouth, she responds with a bunch of profanity, proving that he's right, you know. And legend also put in some profanity. I don't even want to even allude to the words. But, you know, the thing is, you know, both of these people, okay, so Chrissy Teigen is pretty, and John Legend is a singer who's had some hit records. And to get significance beyond their, you know, world of music, they push themselves into politics, and they have been ardent Trump haters, especially with their social media accounts. You see John Legend's Twitter page is filled with insults for the president. So I'm sure this is built up for some time. But my background, I was in the music business. I performed with the band that backed the Temptations. And those guys didn't. They were into entertaining. They looked at it as their job was to make people enjoy coming out to a concert. And after they were done with the concert, they'd party, they'd do things. They didn't want to go out. They got their significance from being the entertainer. John Legend and both he and his wife seem to, as we see so many of these Hollywood celebrities, they feel like they're making money. They feel guilty about it because they make so much money, and it's for, you know, perhaps something that someone else could do just as well. And so they want to show, hey, I'm really significant, I'm really smart, and I really have compassion. And to do that, they come out with all the leftist
gobbledygook.
Yeah, and which includes climate change and socialism and open borders and all the things that America hates. And that's why Hollywood is so disconnected from its customers.
True, 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 true that is. James Hurston with us every Tuesday afternoon, New York Times bestselling author, law professor, expertise, entertainment industry website, jameshurston.com, H-I-R-S-E-N. We had so much more to get to, Kirstie Alley, Bernie Sanders, so much more, but we always run out of time. Radio has its limitations. We're heading out to national TV. Thank you, James Hurston, as always, my man in Hollywood.
You have a great television show, and it's a Bernie Sanger.
Bernie Sanders turns into Bernie Sanger. Yeah, because he wants abortions. Wants us to pay for foreign abortions. Everybody in the world, if he gets an abortion, Americans should pay for it. That's strange stuff, man. James Hurston, thanks for coming on. Coming up now, it's Newsmax TV. 3, 2, 1, let's go.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.